limitation of the total percentage of foreign reserves that can be put under mining. In fact, in my opinion, all the forest reserves in Ghana are now ready to be open for mining. We see, like I said, they are all candidate mining sites. Before LI 2462 came into force in November 2022, our record indicated that there were only 3 mining operations in production forest reserve, like I stated before. Please take note that since November 2022, 8 new mining licenses have been granted to mine in forest reserves, according to the Minerals Commission's records. This may not be in addition to what the minister in February stated, that they had already at that time granted 6 forest entry permits and 2 mining permits in forest reserves, which included those operated by Quantri Limited and Shirano. So I just want to mention quickly the 8 mining reserves which have been granted mining leases. Draw River Forest Reserves, which is also a GSBA, 84% of it has been granted for mining. 84%. And it is Better Land Ghana Limited, which is operating there. Second one, Noe South Forest Reserve, which is also a GSBA, is being operated by Capsort Mining Limited, 18% of it. Buentano Forest Reserve, which is also a GSBA, Unipower Company Limited is the one mining it. Memory Forest Reserve, Nana Asan Resource Limited, which the concession is covering an area of 59%. And Krabia Forest Reserve, being mined by Hapik Mining Limited, covering 61%. Tanahia Forest Reserve, mined by Clean Job Ghana Limited. And Hianso Forest Reserve, mined by Quenchi Mining Company Limited. Oda River Forest Reserve, mined by Sam and Jan Limited. As we speak, there are 14 more applications under different stages of consideration by the Minerals Commission, including an application by a company called High Street Ghana Limited for mining in the Kakumu National Park. That application is under validation stage. And according to the concession map provided, it will cover about 24% of the reserve. So in all, about 15 forest reserves that the licenses and applications will cover. They are Nhuanso Forest Reserve, Buentano, Bonsa River, Bonsa Mbepo, Draw River, Kakum National Park, Komisa Forest Reserve, Kokrosui Forest Reserve, Mamre Forest Reserve, Nuesa Forest Reserve, and Krabia Forest Reserve, Oda River Forest Reserve, Tanahuan Forest Reserve, Tanasoro Extension, and Tutua Shelter Belt. Ladies and gentlemen, you now agree with me that this LI needs an immediate attention of all stakeholders here. I dare say that we already have enough in our hands with respect to destruction of forests by illegal miners. If in less than 1 year of the coming into force of LI 2462, we are seeing this massive destruction, legal destruction of our forest reserve. We can imagine what will happen in the next 5 years and a decade.